The stereotype of photojournalists is that they're adrenaline junkies, risk takers. But I've interviewed a bunch of them over the years, and the thing that always strikes me is their humility. And maybe that's because at the end of the day, their job is to erase themselves, to become the lens that lets us see the world in all its pain and suffering, but also in its beauty. I'm thinking of a conversation I had with photojournalist Brendan Bannon about a picture he took at the Dadaab refugee camp in Kenya. And this was during a drought. And in the picture, the landscape and the sky are bleached white. The ground is just dust. And in the middle, there is one single vibrant shout of color. It's a little girl sitting in the branches of a dead tree.
The girl in the tree was sitting at the edge of a long line of people waiting to be registered. There were close to 1,000 people arriving each day at the time that I was there photographing, and arriving after these grueling walks through the desert and kind of perilous border crossings. For me, that girl sitting in the tree alone at the edge was just doing what kids do. She was playing, she was trying to get a better view of what was going on, just observing everything. And, you know, as an observer myself, it's a way of, I guess, putting yourself into the picture. I'm wondering what I'm looking at the same time she's wondering what she's looking at. Finding the beauty, finding the wonder in a situation like that is paying homage to the fact that daily life goes on in a tragedy. I think a lot of how I approach a situation like that was developed because I spent years taking care of my mom, who had multiple cirrhosis. And from the outside, people would look at that situation and think that she was somebody who was suffering. But with this front row seat that I had to her struggle, I saw somebody that was surviving every day first. And there was an incredible beauty and power to that. And I take that, I think, as a challenge when I go out into these situations to see what is it that people are doing in their lives. And while they may be in the midst of a tragedy, they're also continuing to try to live their lives. They're continuing to try to be strong for each other. They're continuing to love the people that they love. They're mourning maybe the people that they lost. They're doing everything they can to maintain their dignity. And there is something, I think, that's fundamentally beautiful. It's funny, sometimes I find myself pulling the camera away from my eye when I see something that's really remarkable, because I don't want it to be there. I want to be able to see and confirm that I'm seeing it with my own two eyes. It's kind of a double check. I'll take the camera away, I'll look, and then I'll be reminded that I'm there to photograph and put the camera back up and take the shot if it's still happening. I mean, ultimately, I think that as a photographer and as a journalist, there's a principle that I share with students when I'm teaching, and it's to tell people that we're the least important people in the room, that in the end, we're not there to tell our own stories. We're there to tell somebody else's and tell it as truthfully as we can.
Photojournalist Brendan Bannon has documented refugee crises, epidemics, drought, poverty, and hope throughout Africa.